Nothing everyone knows about your father, too, that's whenever they remember the name I is about his dog. What was the name of his dog?
Bob.
Bob, and Bob the...
Bob the Wonder Dog.
What type of dog was he?
He was a curly.
Did he get him as a pup, or where did he get him from?
We got him a little tiny pup, about so big,
yeah.
About 2 months old, I think. And my father was going to Sydney with some other people for a holiday.
What, by train?
No, with some friends.
Yeah, how was he going to go to Sydney? From here, by train? Or?
No, by car, they were going, yeah. With some friends. And my mother and I were going to be left on our own, you see, in Grange Road. A cousin of mine came to stay. And Dad came home one day with his little pup, about so big. Oh, he said, I brought something to protect you while I'm away. It was this little tiny pup. And we had him for 11 and a half years.
Who gave him the name Bob, remember?
I don't know. No.
And your father trained him. Perhaps you could tell us what he trained him to do, sort of things he trained him to do.
Oh, well, sometimes Dad would have perhaps a ladder he could between two chairs, and old Bob walk along that, or if Dad went up on the roof of the house to do anything, old Bob would climb up the ladder after him, and if Dad got up there, so he'd do it on purpose, he'd say, Bob, I forgot to bring the hammer. So old Bob would down the ladder and come back with the hammer. And he was very, very intelligent.
Yeah. And your dad, of course, I've read about your dad used to take the dog to various functions to perform.
Yeah, so when they had the carnivals at Henley, that was back in the, just before I was married, 1953. They used to fence a bit off there, and Dad used to perform the dog and, you know, just go around the band and people put money in. And that was surprising, because it wasn't such a big amount. When I read about it now, it doesn't sound much, but of course those days money is different, isn't it, from that. But he earned quite a bit that way.
Yeah,
he went up to the Children's Hospital a couple of times and performed up there.
Good, he was quite a well-known, famous dog in the district.
Yeah.
How old was he when he died?
11 and a half.
11 and a half. And perhaps, sir, where did you bury him?
He was buried in our backyard, yeah. And Dad had a little stone made with John the Wonder Dog on it.
Bob.
Well, my son wouldn't partner that for anything. John, he got over his place. Yeah.